haven't seen it.
But it's I haven't seen it either, but I've read a few reviews on it because I thought it was nice to see a mainstream movie that focused on girls' experience, which is pretty, you know,
mm-hmm.
unique, and girls' voice, which is pretty unique as well. Apparently the main character was homeschooled because she lived in South Africa. And Tina Fey talked about homeschooling and was the perception in our culture about how a lot of times it's just, you know, from either really very devoutly religious families that want to make sure that their kids are, you know,
right,
protected.
Right, getting the religious training. I'd never thought of it that way.
Yeah.
I have a few friends who have homeschooled,
mm-hmm.
and it's interesting. It worked out in the same family. It worked out very differently for the two children. For the
yeah.
older boy, it was fine until he went to high school, and then he enrolled in a private school, and he was way at the top of his class. And the little girl, who is just a much more social animal than her brother, by second or third grade, they put her in public school. She just needed that socialization so much.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's what I see with a neighbor of mine across the street as well. She's homeschooling her little boy, and he's doing well, and he loves it, and she loves it. But when I go over there and watch him, oh, my God, does he need to be with some other kids?
Yeah, I think there's some kind of non-quantifiable resource or value to homeschooling, definitely.
Mm.
Hang on a second. I have a parrot, and he's playing with a pen on the floor, and he just took the cap off, and he was nibbling on the felt tip.
Wants to get
pen.
In on the conversation.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you parrot. What
and
you
he
do?
Wants to be homeschooled.
Yeah, the parrot likes to be homeschooled, yeah. Actually, no, he hasn't trained. So you really stretch it, I guess the parrot does enjoy that. He's a pretty social bird as well. let's see. So I think that, you know, about 10 years ago, my very first career job out of college was with this software company that did casino accounting software. And the owner, he was really revered. You know, his wife homeschooled their sons,
mm-hmm.
and their sons were just social nimrods. They just really were very kind of, you know, awkward and arrogant and very difficult to, they actually worked at the company. That particular company had a lot of nepotism, a lot of couples and their kids working at the same company. And so I saw a lot of boundary crossing that didn't seem real healthy going on here and there. But I remember thinking, gosh, if that's homeschooling, you know, so I don't know that I've actually met anyone where I thought, gosh, you're pretty well together or they're pretty smart, and this is a reflection of homeschooling. And
well, I you know. Also watch my daughter and my son-in-law now. Their oldest, they have three, and the oldest one is not quite four.
Mm.
So they have three under three.
Mm.
And just as a matter of dinner conversation, it's always very stimulating, and they're talking about learning things, and the kids are very right, and they love the, you know, they're doing well with these conversations, but I would not like that to be their entire educational program because they just need to be with other people so much. In fact, they live up in the mountains where the nearest neighbor is not necessarily very close, and so my daughter went to a lot of pains to join two different play groups just so they would get together with other children. And while I think homeschooling is magnificent for stimulation,
mm-hmm.
it just lacks some dimensions,
mm-hmm.
you know, like the socialization and the interaction and
mm.
of other things.
Yeah, I think that there's maybe not something that they value that you can put a quantified value on that you get from socialization.
Yes.
And I think that the hard part is, you know, gender-wise, I think that that's kind of perceived as more of a feminine quality in our culture and isn't seen as a, you know, I struggle with this too because, like, scientific theory and sciences and such, you know, they'll be
mm-hmm.
well-funded. However, there really isn't a lot of value placed on socialization or...
And even if you wanted to try and do some kind of a survey and gather data, you're automatically skewed because you're interviewing the parents
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
their belief of the outcome. For example, my neighbor across the street doesn't see this lack of socialization at all.
Is she an introvert?
No.
Mm-hmm.
No. And I think she wanted to do the homeschooling as an educational quality